So we begin with sitting here in our preferred posture, and we bring attention to our bodies, checking to see if we're sitting in a way that's comfortable, making adjustments as needed so that we can sit comfortably in this posture with minimal movements. And just as we rest the body on our sitting space, we let the mind rest on the body. Based on this embodied presence of the mind, we'll now continue with the instructions for the preliminaries and the first tetrad of mindfulness of breathing. Having established our physical foundation, we take a few moments to establish mental seclusion, our mental foundation, letting go of our worries, our concerns, our plans and responsibilities, thoughts of past and future, just setting them aside for now. And checking to see if any hindrances are obstructing your ability to be mindfully present right now. So working with them, if they are. And once there are no hindrances present, taking a moment to appreciate the wholesome and pleasant nature of a mind temporarily freed of the hindrances. We finish establishing our foundations for practice by taking a moment or two to form our motivation, our intention, our aspiration for this period of practice. It's always useful to include a wish that our practice will benefit others. Returning attention to the body, to keeping the body erect. Moving attention gently, kindly up the spine, from the bottom to the top. Vertebrae after vertebrae, balancing on top of each other. Straightening by gently stretching and relaxing so that the spine rests and aligns into its natural straightness without tightness or tension. Similarly, finding a natural straightness in the mind, coming right into the present moment. And then checking on the condition of the mind, meeting the mind where it is. By checking and meeting the mind in the present moment, making mindfulness predominant. Then taking a moment to experience and know what the mind is like, what your mind is like when mindfulness is present. No forcing or struggling is needed, just a relaxed yet alert presence in which mindfulness is present. Mindfulness to the forefront. With mindfulness present, turning attention to the experience of breathing in and breathing out. Just experiencing and knowing that breathing in is occurring, that breathing out is occurring. Knowing this basic distinction, breathing in, breathing out. Knowing this basic distinction will accompany us and support us through all of the 16 steps of mindfulness of breathing. This brings us to the first two steps. Breathing in long, one understands, I breathe in long. Breathing out long, one understands, I breathe out long. Breathing in short, one understands, I breathe in short. Breathing out short, one understands, I breathe out short. We may want to take one or a few intentional long breaths here. It can be a way of helping to settle attention and to connect more with in-breaths and out-breaths from their beginning through their middle to their ending. And as we rest in this experience of breathing in and breathing out, bringing investigation or curiosity to this experience, so that we can know whether the in-breath, the out-breath, is long or short. It's not so much that we're trying to figure out the length. It's more being present with the breath and allowing it to reveal its length to us. This investigation of the length of the breath also gives us an opportunity to see a benefit of more focused attention. This focus on continually following in-breathing and out-breathing makes it easier to notice when the mind is about to slip off. We're not striving for an exclusive focus on the breath. There's still some degree of full body awareness in the background, the body in the sitting posture. It doesn't have to be precise or forceful, just a gentle knowing of the body sitting here, while mostly focusing on this investigation from beginning through the middle to the end, of the length of breathing in and breathing out. Over time, as we stay present with the breath, we might notice whether breathing in and breathing out becomes shorter. Just another dimension of length, something to keep the mind a little bit more interested. whenever we feel that working with the breath in this way has given some initial stability to the mind, has led to feeling well connected to the breath, so that we're consistently knowing whether it's long or short. And if we're ready to move on, we shift attention to the field of the whole body. After we began working with the instructions for step three for a while, if we find the mind is easily, repeatedly getting distracted, it will probably be useful to return to the first two steps for a little longer, just to establish more stability and connection with the breath. And when we feel further connected, then we try this transition once again. It's just a matter of feeling our way into when the mind is really ready to make the transition. In making the shift of attention to step three, the whole body becomes our primary focus of attention. It becomes the field of attention. We're no longer trying to determine the length of the breath, but breathing in and breathing out continue to be known. Knowing breathing in and out is now in the background or on the periphery of attention. So we're knowing and being present with two things here. Whatever experiences are occurring in the whole body, and the experiences of breathing in and out, which of course are also part of our bodily experience. The experience of the breath is no longer as precise or detailed. We just know that breathing in and breathing out is occurring, even while we're giving most of our attention to what's happening in the whole body. Our experiencing of the whole body is now more refined than during the preliminaries. By working with the length of the breath, our mind has become more able to notice subtle experiences. So now we're noticing whatever sensations, whatever energies, experiences are arising and passing and moving within the field of attention of the body. We're just meeting these various bodily experiences, these bodily activities, with mindfulness. So we're practicing being free of reactivity to our bodily experiences. Open, alert, receptive, without grasping or aversion. and at the same time, mindful of breathing in and breathing out in the background. In these ways, one trains. Experiencing the whole body, I shall breathe in. One trains. Experiencing the whole body, I shall breathe out. As we watch the bodily activities without reactivity towards them, without grasping, pushing away, or identification, sooner or later they naturally begin to calm. In this way, one trains. Calming bodily activity, I shall breathe in. One trains. Calming bodily activity, I shall breathe out. This is step four. A deep sense of relaxation and calmness may naturally develop in the whole body. Maybe breath becomes calmer. Maybe body becomes more relaxed, more calm. Maybe peaceful, the peace of non-agitation. Maybe feeling no need to move at all. Calming bodily activity. A natural calming. natural bodily tranquility. At some point, the mind is bound to wander. When you recognize this, just knowing that it is a tendency of the mind to run off to the past or future. So smilingly, without any kind of negativity, recognize that you're now back in the present moment. If it was just a short amount of distraction, perhaps like meeting someone while you're walking, saying hello and moving on, then turning attention away from the momentary disturbance and turning back to the experience of bodily activity being calmed, while also knowing breathing in and breathing out. Just an easy, gentle, soft effort to return to and maintain this continuity. If it was a longer amount of distraction, where you were quite caught up in the contents, perhaps like stopping for a longer conversation with a friend, then you might need to give the mind a little more to do. Perhaps taking an intentionally deep breath to help disengage from the emotions and the story, and to help returning back to the present. And then turning attention back to the experience of bodily activity being calmed, while also knowing breathing in and breathing out. Or if that isn't sufficient, if the mind keeps wandering once again, then perhaps returning your practice to an earlier step in the Tetrad, or even to the preliminaries, giving that a try, working your way back up to the calming of bodily activities. Or you may need to briefly step out of this practice of mindfulness of breathing to work with the hindrance. And then when there's a readiness, returning again to the preliminaries and the first Tetrad, proceeding through it again until you once again experience the calming of bodily activity. Continue practicing in this way until the bell rings.